High school student Peter Liu is worried about his future. He left China because there was illness in his family, and they were struggling financially. He decided to overstay his tourist visa.
It was a very difficult decision because at the time I thought if I make this decision, I probably will not be able to see my grandparents and my family for many years.
Now he lives in Los Angeles as an undocumented immigrant. Unable to work, he worries about paying for college. President Obama's executive order does not help him because he arrived after the cutoff date for deferred action for childhood arrivals. He says even those who do qualify for temporary relief from deportation are hesitant to apply.
Especially in the Asian community, a lot of people will be very worried if they come out of the shadows and apply for deferred action, whether it will impact their family in some way.
President Obama's executive order suspends the threat of deportation for illegal immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for at least 5 years and have children who are legally in the U.S.
Deportations of criminals.
However, those considered a security threat or who have a criminal record will continue to face deportation. Cambodian refugee David Ross falls into that category. When he was 16, he killed a man and spent almost 19 years in prison. Because of that, he lost his permanent residency status and now awaits deportation.
I came here to this country with no English, no education, no money, and we struggled a lot. And as a result of our struggle, I made a lot of mistakes in my life.
According to the group Asian Americans Advancing Justice Asian Law Caucus, Southeast Asians and Pacific Islanders are deported for criminal convictions at 5 times the rate of other immigrants. Immigration law attorney Xiu Ming Chir says the reasons are complicated.
The failure of refugee resettlement policies and the fact that so many Southeast Asians live in communities where there's already an existing crime rate that's pretty high. And there's just a lack of support, a lack of social networks and institutions that might help give people options besides engaging in crime.
Chir says many of these Southeast Asians have turned their lives around after serving time in prison, including David Ross. He now has a job, supports a family with 2 children, and volunteers. He hopes the law would change so a judge can decide who, with a criminal record, gets deported.
Bringing judiciary discretion back would be something that is the first step, because the judge can make a decision on the merit of the person, not who the person was, but who the person is today.
Both David Ross and Peter Liu say they are speaking out despite the risk of deportation in hopes that lawmakers will hear their story and reform the immigration system in their favor. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.